The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. The Spartans are 4-0 in conference play and 8-0 overall. Michigan State visits Nebraska on Saturday, a 7 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
First of all, I'd just like to wish Jerry Kill and his wife Rebecca all the best from the Michigan State football program. And Jerry has become a very good friend of my wife and myself throughout this time, and just want him to know that we're thinking about him. Coming off the bye week, so I'll take questions.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take those now.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp from Spartan Nation.
Coach, as we start November play, what does your team need to do to play its best football in the month of November?
I think the biggest thing is we just need to stay focused on the task at hand. And as crazy as it sounds, just focus on every single moment that we have an opportunity to change. As long as we don't get ahead of ourselves, we have a chance.
Coach, as you look for more success from your running game this month, how important is it that Connor Cook, as a running threat, be part of that equation?
I think Connor, every time he runs the football, gives you another dimension, just like any quarterback out there. If they're able to run it, creates another thing that you have to defend. He's very capable of that, but he's throwing the ball very effectively and very few turnovers, et cetera. We just need to be able to run the ball and stay balanced.
And our next question comes from the line of Brian Rosenthal from Lincoln Journal Star.
Hey, Coach, I know that a couple years ago you had mentioned, and Mike Riley just did too, that you had visited their staff at Oregon State. I believe it was after you beat Stanford in the Rose Bowl that following spring. Why did you do that, and what did you learn from visiting them?
Well, we were opening up with Oregon that next year, and so we just really wanted to, we really didn't have a feel for Oregon in terms of, Pac-12 and the different things that were going on out there, and felt like they would have a good feel for them. And, I'd gotten to know Mike and his wife, Dee, on the Nike trips. Felt very comfortable with him, outstanding football coach, and great person. So I just felt like that would be an opportunity, maybe we could get better.
Did you learn anything from Mark Banker's defensive system? I know yours and his systems have similarities.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on his system?
Well, that was one of the reasons we also went there, because there was our defenses were similar, not identical, but similar.
Yeah.
And so that we thought that we would be able to, basically trade things. But how things work out sometimes. But it goes back and forth a little bit. So that's a little bit unusual situation. But I'm sure there was things we both gained from it.
And knowing his system and what you've seen from Nebraska on tape, what's not quite translating, do you think, for Nebraska's defense?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part.
Just knowing Banker's system and what you've seen from Nebraska on tape, what do you think is not quite translating for Nebraska on defense yet this year?
Oh, I think it's first of all, I'm not really qualified to make those statements, but totally, but I think the biggest thing is that the game is played, it's the inches. Anytime you're tackling in space, playing the ball in the deep part of the field, it's the inches. You got to find those inches and make plays on things. I mean, that's the basic situation. There's not too many opportunities where people are out of position or things of that nature. They've got good players. We've played them, and they've always been great football games. And they have outstanding personnel, and I'm sure it'll be a great game.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Rich Kipus from Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Mark, this is maybe a little bit of follow-up to that. When you came in at Michigan State, what maybe kind of triggered the development of your defense over time, and why did it maybe struggle a little bit at first?
I think defense is a reactionary situation. Any defense players have to react. So when you're bringing in and you're creating a new defense, there's time that has to go by for those players to be able to systematically react to things on habit. And when there's learned responses, you don't react as quick. And anytime there's new defenses being put in, whether it's week to week or whether it's a new staff that could always, there's always going to be change, and you know, and change is difficult to always, you know, get up and running totally, you know, immediately, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So there's always going to be a little bit of a setback, then step forward, and that's what we experienced here. And, you know, that's all I can tell you. But I hold to what I said before. It's never really been what we've done. It's been inches that we haven't found, or a play here or a play there, and the next thing you know, you're scrambling. And those type of things happen in college football. All you got to do is look around the scope of college football today. It's happening. It's happening to us. We're 8-0. So the difference is we just find it a couple more inches.
If you could break your defensive scheme down to recruiting, what's maybe the most important position or positions you need? You obviously want them all, but that you maybe need.
Yeah, we want them all.
but
it's a domino theory. If you've got big guys who can rush the passer, the balls are – or you've got athletic guys who can rush the passer, the ball's going to come out quicker, certainly. And, you know, linebackers are going to cover up problems. You know, if you got great corners, you can play more press coverage. You know, you can leave them out on islands more often. And if you've got great safeties that can tackle, you know, you don't give up as many big plays. So I think it's all tied together. There's no really one player that says, oh, we don't need that guy, we're going to take this guy instead. We're just looking for the best guys that buy into our program and, you know, our format here, and then begin to excel as they move forward.
Yep. Thanks, Mark.
Mm-hmm. And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein from Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, what do you think of the job that the College Football Playoff Selection Committee members have in front of them tonight? Because they have, I mean, they're 11 unbeaten teams. You think that's a challenge to sort all that out?
I think that they'll sort it out, and then things will sort out sort of systematically based on the rest of the year's schedule. And, you know, by the end, it'll be a little more cleaner cut. But try not to worry about those things right now. You know, our focus needs to be on Nebraska and on practice tape this evening.
Do you find at all that you watch to see how Oregon does the rest of the way since you beat them, and it would certainly help if they have a good finish?
I mean, I sort of live in a bubble. I really don't know what's going on, to be honest with you. You know, I can't tell you their scores. I maybe can tell you their overall record right now, and we just keep trying to look forward. Regardless of what's happening, we're trying to look forward and deal with and focus on the moment.
Thanks so much.
Yep.
We can take one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Tim May from the Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much, Mark. I was just going to follow up on what Teddy just asked you, but how do you approach your team, though? Obviously, they're curious about where they stand in the national picture right now, if they're average college students. How do you approach them on keeping their eye on the ball, so to speak?
If you win, good things happen. If you don't, you know, nothing's good's going to happen. So, you know, we just need to focus on the things we can control, and we can't control these. We can only control other people's thoughts towards us if we win and we do our job. So that's why it's so critical, I think, Tim, that every single play we just focus on the moment, you know. And, you know, you can be a football fan and look at it as a football fan, but I don't think you can sit there and say, why aren't we ranked the higher? Why are we ranked so high? I think those type of things, you know, it's just people making decisions from afar right now. Things will sort itself out.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yep.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.